Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
LandryFootball.com will let you know how you can get all of his information. Chris, fans out there, when they see Southern Cal have an announcement about their coach and Florida announcing, LSU announcing, and apparently Notre Dame on the verge of doing the same thing, Oklahoma fans take that to mean that for some reason they're either not with it or it's not going well. What's the truth?
Oh, no. I mean, you got to understand that USC, LSU, in Florida to a lesser degree, but they've all been preparing for this for a while. Oklahoma and Joe Castiglione is one of the best ADs around. Very organized. Sure had his list of, you know, potential coaches for any event that a job comes open. But they are I don't know that they're 100% shocked, because at least in the coaching search behind the surface, there was a lot of discussions about maybe Lincoln moving. So I think there's maybe been some inkling. But remember, they're the ones that their opening just officially came this past weekend. So it takes a little more time to vet and make sure. And then who are they going after? I mean, do they, for example – they could maybe, if they want to, they could talk to a Brent Venables today. They could talk to a Matt Campbell today. But maybe they'd like to see if there's somebody else they might want to talk to that's still playing or what have you. It doesn't mean that they don't have their ducks in the row. It just means that they're trying to, you know, be as thorough in. And I know that there's a timeline with the recruiting cycle, but no, I wouldn't say that. I think if it's another week and we're discussing it next week at this time, then I think there'd be a real concern that something's going on. They'll have a coach by the time we're talking next week. In fact, I think they'll have a coach by Monday, if not sooner.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Is it your understanding that the Notre Dame Marcus Freeman announcement is done other than the formality of the announcement?
Yeah, and, you know, I tweeted it out. Marcus had the leverage. They like Marcus. They want to keep things together as much as possible at Notre Dame. Remember, they like the way things have gone and the way they are. Marcus is somebody that could get a head coaching job depending upon what would happen. I do think they'd like to probably have spoken to Luke Fickell. How do you do that? Do you wait? There's a lot of pressure from Marcus and his reps. He wants to know. He can throw out the leverage, real or not, that, you know what, he's got, you know, bird in the hand, better than two in the bush. What would he do? I mean, you know, there's potential head coaching opportunities out there in which I think he would be a candidate, including some jobs that haven't even opened yet. And certainly Cincinnati would have been one if that had opened up, if Notre Dame or someone else went and got Luke Fickell. But that's going to take a little while, right? Potentially a long time if they end up getting in the top four Sunday. I think the other thing is that you got head coaching leverage, and then there's the leverage of he can go and be the highest paid assistant in the country as a defensive coordinator at Ohio State or LSU. I don't think, we don't know, but I think at least Notre Dame felt like there's a really good chance he would leave. He's only been at Notre Dame for a year and all that, but if you're passed over for the head coaching job for someone else, the probability is Marcus would have left and he would have gone somewhere else, because that's, you know, that, not that he feels entitled to that job, but, you know, he'll certainly feel like, well, if you don't see me this way, and I think that all of that kind of led to, look, we're going to go. It's not like he got, you know, he got a good deal, of course, but I think they feel they've got something in him. They feel like the program is in a much more stable situation than, say, when Bob Davey took over as an assistant. I get it. The timing's not ideal. I mean, it's, in fact, no, it's far from ideal. They would have liked Marcus Freeman to have had maybe three or four more years in the program, more seasoning. That was kind of the scuttlebutt when they talked to him and they recruited him to come last year, that, you know what, you may end up being the next head coach here. They just didn't think it was a year away. And so now it's just like, it's not ideally what they want to do, but do we lose the guy? And I think all of that played into it. And I think he had the leverage because, you know, there's no guarantee. In fact, as I said, as much as he stability of staying there as a defensive coordinator for someone else, you don't know 100% who that someone else is. And I know that the relationship somewhere else, he probably would have said, look, I can go to two premier programs and be the next head coach in waiting, just as good as Ohio State or LSU as I can at Notre Dame. So I think the only real certain way Notre Dame was going to keep him was as head coach.
And that, even though there's been nothing formal, I mean, there are reports everywhere that that's happening.
Oh, yeah. No, you mean Marcus gone there? Oh, yeah. There's nothing that I think is going to get in the way of that, because there's nothing better than the head coach at Notre Dame for Marcus Freeman.
Right.
I mean, he's not getting a better, you know, that's, it's not happening, you know, it's that if they, you know, and certainly at this stage, from what I understand, where it's gone and what they've made to him, if for some reason Notre Dame changed their mind, if that's what maybe you're insinuating, well, then there's no way in heck he'd stay there. He'd be out of there, you know. Again, the only way he stays at Notre Dame is as the head coach. And that's what it's going to be. And Tommy, of course, that's his school. His dad's still there. His dad and I are really good friends. Bill Reese, his dad, is a longtime Terry Donahue, a recruiting coordinator at UCLA. And, you know, he's a Midwest guy, Bill, initially. He went to school in Ohio and then, you know, started at Northwestern. And he's been in the NFL. We've been in the NFL together for years and years. And that's Tommy's school. Now, that's a guy that's a fast-track guy, too, that NFL background, everything. But there's no place he'd rather be a coordinator in college than his school, Notre Dame. So, you know, his next step is a head coach somewhere if his stock continues to rise.
Chris Landry, Landry Football, about 3 minutes until the break. Got a lot of questions we'll get to the next segment. All right. They had the press conference at LSU, Brian Kelly. How did that go, Chris? Not that I'm measuring press conferences, but and is there anything to be wary of, considering other than Jeff Quinn, we don't really know many assistants that are going with him, or were they not invited?
Well, no, I think the two guys we just talked about, he recruited hard to come there, but again, there's situations. I think there's some people, a couple of people that he might, but you know, that's why Jack Swarbrick stayed behind and he didn't go to that playoff meeting. He was trying to secure everything and trying to keep the staff together. And obviously he doesn't want to get raided. Like Oklahoma staff's got raided with Lincoln. So I think there may be a couple. You know, Brian, I think will hire well, and he knows how to. Look, Tommy was one of his young guys, and he developed him. So that's the other thing. Tommy can kind of sprout his wings a little bit more without Brian over him. He'll do a good job. No, I remind folks that it doesn't necessarily mean anything. Nick Saban sent a plane for Michigan State assistants in 1999, and none of them got on. They all stayed with Bobby.
That turned out to be a disaster, didn't it? Yeah.
You know, so he'll. That's again. That's when you have a head coach that knows how to hire, knows how to evaluate. He'll hire good coaches. It doesn't have to be the ones at Notre Dame, and it doesn't have to be the ones currently at LSU. There's plenty of ideas that he has. Certainly, those two that we mentioned, they would be in Baton Rouge today if he had his way.
And his one of the knocks on Brian at Notre Dame was that he wasn't a 24-hour-a-day recruiter. Is that fair?
I'll tell you what he is. He's a delegator, and he's an organizer on how we're going to evaluate, how we're going to recruit, what the profile is. Let me tell you what he really is good at. In fact, I'd say he's great at it. Bill, he is a great closer in the living room. You know, when it's, okay, we've got the guys, we've evaluated them. So he's not the high volume, you know, I got to go everywhere. When he goes in and he closes very, very well. Now, you know, closing well, Notre Dame, parents, you know, that's a lot of, you know, the school, the academic, all that. He'll close well. He always has. I mean, he even did it at a different level, even at since he closes very, very well. No, he's not that's not the first thing. He's an X's and O guy. He's an evaluator who hired that well on the staff. He'll be a good recruiter. The biggest thing is to evaluate guys correctly. He works hard at it. There are others that work harder, but he does it. I would say he does it a little bit differently, but he is very, very good in the living room.
One more question before the break. Aliquippa Bob, Chris, are you hearing anything about Penn State and replacing Brent Pry, who obviously is leaving for Virginia Tech?
Defensive. a lot, nothing yet that, you know, other than just a bunch of people, nothing that's, we'll keep you up to date on that. We'll certainly on Twitter at Landry Football and then LandryFootball.com, but hearing a lot as we always do, but we'll like to kind of fine tune it a little bit other than just the hearsay stuff that's thrown out there.
More of Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Let you know how you can get all of his information, all of his shows, all of his coverage, which is complete, college and the NFL. That includes recruiting, the draft, on the field evaluations, any which way you want to go. It's covered. LandryFootball.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning, so far so good down the interstate now. It's building pretty good on I-40 coming past the airport here through Hermitage and Donelson. Traffic's on the increase, 109 right there at the interstate in Wilson County. Steady flow of traffic making its way down Vietnam. Vets coming through Hendersonville. They're dispatching a crash with injury South Nashville, 3900 block of Apache Trail. Donut Distillery presents Boozin' with Buddies. Stop by their Christmas pop-up bar. They've got two locations, 331 Gallatin Avenue and inside the Assembly Food Hall. Log on to donutdistillery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Cancer is a whirlwind. Doctors, waiting rooms, tests, and results. Sometimes it can be hard to find the time to breathe. Thankfully, finding the right cancer treatment doesn't have to be so hard. Trialgectory, recognized by Time magazine as one of the 100 best inventions of 2020, uses a five-minute questionnaire to help you or a loved one find all their cancer treatment options. And the best part? It's completely free. No surprise costs, no insurance, no credit cards. Just 5 minutes and you'll receive a matched list of personalized treatment options. Trialgectory has helped over 50,000 patients find cancer treatment options. Let us help you or someone you love do the same. To receive your list of treatment options at no cost, please visit www.tjhealth.us. That's www.tjhealth.us. TJHealth.us.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul. The coldest team in town.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Hashtag Fat Side Up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. Brent in Macon, Georgia. Ask Chris, what are the top personnel matchups in the Georgia-Alabama game?
Well, I think the big key to this game, I mean, the individual matchups are really not what's pertinent here. What is going to be the key is Alabama's defense. If they're going to pull an upset, they're going to have to do it with their defense. Their defense is going to have to really do a tremendous job with a lot of run blitzes. They're going to have to create a lot of negative plays in the run game against Georgia's run game, force a lot of third and longs, and they're going to have to play the best defense that they've played all year long and do it for four quarters. They're going to have to play better in coverage. They're going to have to defend Bowers off the line of scrimmage. I think that would be one key personnel matchup, that how you do it, and you do it, you check them off the line of scrimmage. And in their pattern match, so I think that is the real key. In terms of, offensively, it's going to be difficult to block that front. And, I think if this is a game that can maybe be 2017-ish, then obviously the lower the point total, the closer the game will be, and the better chance it allows for maybe a big play by the quarterback. But it really is about the play up front. It's certainly Alabama's offensive line that's really struggled most of the year and have not played a defensive front nearly as good.
West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles, big Oklahoma fan. But his question is, Chris, thoughts on the future with Riley versus Freeman, offensive mind versus defensive mind, and they play every year, so we're gonna see that.
Well, I mentioned this early in the week when we got together. I think Lincoln is actually a better fit than he you know, he was a really good fit at Oklahoma in the Big 12. I don't think he would have been as good a fit at Oklahoma in the SEC. I think he'll be really good out there. I think that being able to outscore people, doing what he likes to do. Look, USC will have more talent, as they mostly do. They haven't recently, I know, because they haven't been led right. I think it'll be competitive. I think Notre Dame will be very good still. But I think in the end, I think USC will have more speed, more talent overall, and this could kind of change a little bit in a couple of years in terms of – because USC will be more right than they have been for several years now.
America 1970, also, I believe he's in Columbus, Georgia. Ask Chris if Coach Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech has any chance of surviving after this upcoming season, and what has gone so wrong there?
Well, he hasn't recruited as well as, you know, I think he thought he could have done. You know, getting the players that the SEC doesn't want and the top level SEC ACC teams don't want is not the way you're going to make a move up. You throw in the huge transition that it's taken with that roster. I mean, you know, they had, you know, like 18 running backs on. I mean, they've had to rebuild the roster, and they haven't done as good a job of it, and they've been inconsistent. They've got some good players, lost a really good one this week. I think it's going to be very, very difficult. You know, the any chances, they got to show market improvement. The selling and, you know, the slogans and all of that only get you so far. I thought this hire would have a chance to be really successful. It hasn't, so I'm disappointed, certainly. We'll see how well how much improvement he can get next year. Look, he's going to have to get to about 6 next year, and I don't know if he can do that.
Jason down in Alabama. Chris, why did Alabama play so poorly versus Auburn?
They played the same way they played most of the year. They just were a little bit – Auburn played well defensively. Auburn played with a lot of emotion at home in a rivalry game. And the same problems that Alabama's had all year long were continue to be, maybe a little bit worse. But Alabama doesn't have the offensive capabilities that they've had in the past because they can't run the football. They don't run the football well. They can't run it as well. And so what it does is even when they get a lead, they can't protect it. And it's often tougher to get leads because they're so unbalanced offensively with the pass game only that people can play them in a one-dimensional style, which makes them easier to defend. Everybody since A&M has brought a lot of A-gap and B-gap pressure, blitz pressure, and it's, you know, really hurt them. So that's the biggest issue in, you know, on offense. And defensively, look, they did a nice job, but this is not an Auburn offense that's you know, really all that good. So to me, it's the same thing. Look at how many one-possession games that they have that, you know, in the past that Alabama would take those one-possession games, and by the end of the third quarter, they'd be 17-point leads and then 21 and 24-point leads. But they can't separate as well because of the play, particularly at the line of scrimmage. They've got three players that they got two of them that are as good as anybody in the country at their position, and a third one that is almost the same. It just haven't had the other complementary pieces step up, and particularly on the offensive line, but also not the great running back that can overcome some of the things and be their own blocker, so to speak. So that's really hurt their running game. That's the biggest difference, because it's the lack of a running game that's hurt their offense, and it's also hurt their defense too.
Axe Dog says, Chris, do you think Oklahoma would go after Georgia defensive coordinator Dan Lanning if they can't get Brent Venables?
I think they'll talk to him. I don't know that's where they go. I think this is me. I believe. And I hope they do that, just from what I think is going to be best for Oklahoma. I think they need somebody that puts more attention to detail to the defense. Going into the SEC, you have to be more balanced on offense. You have to be better at the line of scrimmage. As I said earlier with Lincoln, like Lincoln, I think he'd be an outstanding head coach in the NFL with a GM and a good football GM in the right situation as a play caller. Like some of these guys, Mike McClure's, Sean McVay type guys, I think he has a lot of good qualities. But one thing that he didn't do as well is build a team because of how he recruited, how he practiced. It was all geared towards how his offense looked. I think in order to win, you know, and it's going to be a different challenge now. You're going to have to win these type of line of scrimmage games to get to the playoffs, as opposed to getting into the playoffs at Oklahoma or now, I think, eventually at USC. And now you may have a hard time advancing once you get in, but it's going to be a little bit more complex. So I think having a guy that's going to focus on getting great defensive players and having good balance on offense, there's no reason why. There's no lack of resources. There's no lack of history. There's no reason why Oklahoma can't look more like Clemson or Georgia or Alabama or LSU. There's no reason. No reason at all. Other than they've not focused on that area as much. They can recruit anybody, can recruit, but I think they've got to change a little bit of their football identity on the field. And I think hiring the right coach that's going to play better complementary football is going to help them. Let's see if they can get it right. I hope that's what they do. I think that's the good fit. We'll see.
Rob in the 540 in Virginia. Ask Chris his thoughts on Hokie's new head coach, Brent Pry.
I think Brent's a really good coach. He's very organized. They weren't, they're very conservative over there. They weren't willing to, and people say, well, standing head coaches, it's a good job. They weren't fishing in the type of money that's now thrown out there for head coaches. So that's really what kind of changed that search a little bit. They like him. They think he could be really good. They're more inclined there to say, we're going to find our own, pay them reasonably, and we think we can develop them into something, and that's what they're going with here. I think he's a good coach. Look, here's the thing about coaching hires. It's no different than recruiting class rankings, draft class rankings. You don't rank them now. They only can be ranked in 3 years. It's all hype, and it means zero at this point. Yeah, there's a lot of things I like. There's some things and some hires I don't like. But you can't evaluate it until 3 years from now.
Hawkeye Jason, ask Chris. Kirk Ferentz has been a little bit more emotional lately. Is there something there, Chris? What if Iowa wins out and has a good finish? Do you think he rides into the sunset?
Well, you know, Kirk, 67, just a great guy. I just know what to answer. I don't know if the emotions of kind of fighting through things. Look, he's could be, but I'd just be just guessing there. I wouldn't say, well, he's tearing up after a game, after a big win, and that means it's – I don't know that. But I get the question. I just don't have the answer. Look, we're getting close. He's 67. He's made tons of money. He's home. He's got his boy coaching with him. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I'm curious to see how they're able to. I think they'll have a good game plan against Michigan. We'll see how this plays out. I don't know.
614 Rob up in Ohio. Ask Chris if he's hearing anything about Lane Kiffin. Do you figure he's staying in Oxford?
There's nowhere for him to go.
I mean, right.
He definitely looking to move. I mean, he definitely wanted in on the LSU job. That was not going to happen. He was very interested in possibly getting into the Florida job, and Jimmy couldn't get him in. I mean, nothing. Crickets. Look, I said when Miami fired their athletic director, Blake James, that everyone said that means the end of Manny. And my thing is, I don't know. I mean, maybe if they hire an athletic director, like, right away. Like, if they had an athletic director lined up, you know, and he'd already be in place, then I'd say, yeah, he may want to come in. And but, you know, a new athletic director coming in and firing a guy right away, sometimes they usually like to wait a year anyway to assess it. But there's no athletic director. I know this question wasn't about Miami, but that is definitely a job that he would like and he would leave for. But there's no job opening there, and I don't think there will be, because who's going to hire the new coach? They don't have an AD. I mean, the president's going to do it. A board's going to do it. They can hire a coach, but then the new AD comes in. That's just not – it seemed to be very disorganized, and it just kind of tells me that they're going to go forward with an AD, keep Manny. He's the positive side of the ball was offense, and Rhett's going to SMU. So I think next year's going to be the – you know, obviously the year that's probably going to determine his fate there at Miami. So, look, there's still maybe some openings that might come up, but I don't know if there'll be an opening big enough for Lane to leave Ole Miss for from here on out. But you never know. Things could happen. But, yeah, I think he's – here's the thing that it's frustrating, Lane. He's 10-2 at Ole Miss. And he knows that 10-2 at Ole Miss just doesn't happen very often. And he'll never be hotter than he is now. But timing's everything, right? And he can't find that landing spot. And so I don't want to say stuck. I don't mean that. That's disrespectful to Ole Miss. But he definitely wanted bigger and better. It's just not working out right now.
Chris, down to about a minute. Real Deal 83 in Cartersville, Georgia. Chris, we're hearing Napier is in talks with Venables. Is that true?
I can't see Brent leaving Clemson to go to Florida. I don't see that would be
for any coordinator job, right?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that. So, yeah, no. I mean, he loves where he is. I think the issue is, I think he'll take the Oklahoma job if he's offered. I just don't know that's what Joe wants to do. I think Joe's got some other things in mind. I think that's more of the issue. I think this is one he would take. So if you hear him staying, my sense is that Joe's going in a different direction, and that's why he's staying. I just think this is one that he probably would take. And the whole when he left, you know, he and Bob Stoops has gotten kind of mended things, you know, Brent left and all that. So I don't think you'll get a better head coaching offer than Oklahoma. So this, to me, timing as well as opportunity, this and including one that's kind of in the area, and I think he'd be a good fit. I just don't know what Joe wants to do, and I think that's going to determine whether he's the new coach. It's just whether that's what Oklahoma wants.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get all of your shows, College Pro,
Landry, yes, sir. LandryFootball.com is a simple way to go. Get it. All the shows are on there, all the posts, everything that's up there. Very simple. Take advantage of the football season, Bill. Great holiday gift for yourself, someone in your family, everything. All the breakdowns, recruiting draft, you name it, coaching search stuff, we got it all for you. So check it out today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Landry, LandryFootball.com. We will see him again next Thursday and follow him on Twitter as well. Lots of information. Omni Nashville Hotel. We're coming right back.
Morning traffic volume increasing quite a bit on 24 at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All the traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Same goes for 24 through the Jolton area. So far, so good as far as interstate accidents. Now, we've seen a couple of wrecks in the last few minutes out here. Clearing one in Murfreesboro Pike at Briley Parkway. Still heavy coming in from Dixon County on I-40. Hey, Donut Distillery presents Boozin' with Buddies. Stop by their Christmas pop-up bar, fresh donuts, and so much more. Log on to DonutDistillery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
Touchdown, Leonard Fournette.
Witness tomorrow's NFL stars this December at the Transperfect Music City Bowl.
Eli back to throw, avoids pressure, steps up, has a man wide open, Armstrong in the end zone, touchdown.
Don't miss a second as two of college football's most exciting programs from the SEC and Big Ten go head-to-head on Thursday, December 30th at 2 p.m. inside Nissan Stadium. For more information on this year's game, including ticket availability, visit MusicCityBowl.com to get your tickets today.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, we'll see sunny skies, high near 72. Mostly clear tonight, low around 45. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and a high near 71. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Joe from Old Hickory on the phone line.
Jim in Jupiter. Bill, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm ticked at Baby Kiff. He's basically out there begging for the LSU job in public. Let me filter through that. I don't think that Ole Miss is ticked at him. They are happy they have him and probably happy that he hasn't found that other place to go to. Now, should you be thinking down the road, what are we going to do? Because he obviously has itinerant plans. He's not able, at least so far, doesn't look like, able to capitalize on going 10-2. He did a really good job. He did. But, I don't think they're ticked at him because what's your alternative? What are the chances of Baby Kiff leaving you and you replacing him with somebody who will do as well? The chances are minuscule that you're going to do that at Ole Miss. Jeff Lebby gets the job. Number one, Baby Kiff, I don't think, has the opportunity this year to leave. But if he were to leave, would they have handed it to Jeff Lebby, who is a very hot, very respected young offensive coordinator for them? Jeff Lebby. Maybe that's what they have done. Would they have been able to maintain with a new head coach, former coordinator, hadn't been a head coach before, at the University of Mississippi? Again, he's very highly thought of, but is he ready to be the head coach and maneuver the SEC's Western Division, which is nasty, ugly, relentless? Coaching, being a head coach in the SEC West is like it's 2 a.m. in the morning, you're alone, and you're walking through a very well-known, dark, violent alley. That's about what it's like. Yeah, for some reason, you're taking that route. Joe in Old Hickory, welcome in, sir.
Bill, how you doing, pal?
Good. What's up?
Bill, about a year ago, Chris Landry came on here on the radio and said he told Clark Lee to hang on for about a year and stay at Notre Dame, that a lot of jobs would be opening. And if Clark would have listened to him, he might be the Notre Dame coach in just a few hours.
Man, I hadn't even thought of that. So Clark Lee doesn't get the Vandy opportunity, or he turns it down, as you suggested. That means Marcus Freeman never gets to Notre Dame. There's no way. He's never there. Marcus Freeman may be at LSU right now.
Absolutely, as the defensive coordinator. Absolutely.
Well,
it's just funny to kind of think about that, you know, and you know, poor old Clark, and I like him, you know, but he knew what he was getting into when he came over here, but he saw it up close and personal this year. If he didn't never seen it before, he's seen it this year, trying to run that ship out there. But I tell you, he's at the worst Power 5 program in the country, Bill. It's not even really close right now. But I don't see how it can get any worse. You know, it may not get any better, but I like him, and I'm pulling for him, but you know, I'm kind of like the Ole Miss fans. I ain't got a choice.
So
Bill, I appreciate you and the general. Y'all do such a great job for us out here. Just keep up the good work, and be safe going to Chattanooga, and good luck to Summit.
All right. Thank you, bud. Appreciate the call. In the course of, about 50 years, I've watched almost every Vanderbilt coach, head coach, come in here to the 615 at their initial press conference with all this gusto and energy and fist-pounding excitement. And usually somewhere in that first year, you see them and the look in their eyes, and it's a totally different body language. It's, oh my God. Because everybody thinks, or they put on the persona, that I will be the difference. I know it's been a big mess, but I'm here now, and I'm just telling you, I've got the system. I'll make it work. At Vanderbilt, usually somewhere in that first year, you'll see the coach either post-game or a press conference, and you'll just see the look. Everything is so much different. It's, oh, God. Now I know what all my predecessors faced. I've seen it, guys. It feels like a million times. Clark Lee, though, is from here. And they're paying him good money. Real good money. Nashville is his town. That's where he wants to be. I don't think he lasts more than about 3-4 years here before the losing overwhelms them again and they have to go get another coach. But so I don't blame him for coming here. This is he's coming back home. Mama called. So I don't blame him at all. But to sustain this and to make Nashville his permanent home, the only way he's going to be able to do that is if he gets out of the business once it ends at Vanderbilt, again, about 3-4 years down the road, and he takes some job here locally or he just counts his money. Maybe he doesn't work. Just sit around and count your money. Or you go to another town and become the coordinator. Clark Lee is an excellent defensive coordinator. He may be a good head coach. This ain't the place. Where I'm at ain't the place to find out how good you are as a head coach. James Franklin did it. Yeah, keep reminding me about that. That's about one out of a million. It's hard, man. All right, we'll get a break. We're clear the rest of the way. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's heavy, but it's moving 24 coming in from Rutherford County up through the Hickory Hollow area. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here in the last few minutes. One just happened, 54th at Centennial Boulevard, and also trying to clear that earlier crash on Murfreesboro Pike at Briley Parkway. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
A big Alabama fan from Annapolis, Maryland, just that area. And he emails me, Bill, I am a Tide fan to the core. I live and I breathe Tide. Right now, this team, they can't beat any team in the top 10. Saturday, Bill, will be disappointing as the game and for the fan base. Keith, just north of Annapolis. Think about it. Alabama is hardly ever a betting underdog. There was a Georgia game a few years ago, which turned out to be a rout, an Alabama rout. There was the 09 SEC championship game, Florida game, and Alabama won that game. Nick Saban can preach to his team literally something that he can hardly ever preach. And that is, most everybody thinks we lose this game. How many times can Nick truly preach that, proselytize that to an Alabama football team? Everybody thinks we're going to lose this game. Now, here's the problem. Can those words fire up the team enough for the offensive line to bust a grape? Can those words offset a running game that is putrid by their standards, and they're so thinned out at running back, it's catastrophic? Can those words offset the clear personnel shortcomings that we have all identified this Alabama team to have? Offensive line struggles. Can't run the ball when they really, really need it. Can that overcome enough to beat a Georgia team that has clearly been better than Alabama this year to date? That's what we're measuring right here. Can Nick's words somehow offset personnel shortcomings for Alabama? Nobody does that better than Nick, okay? I mean, if you're going to have some guy preaching to the team about here's what should motivate you, I don't think anybody does that better than Nick. But is that enough to take? I mean, folks, we've got 12 games of data. It's not like it's just one game. And we have clearly seen, all of us, what the problems are with this team that went 11-1. I mean, this team went 11-1, frankly, and the A&M game. Look, A&M had a lead. Alabama came back, et cetera. But, I mean, it could have been 12-0. Wasn't. Jimbo beat them. Jimbo lost four other games, but he beat them. That's also something to behold. How the hell did that happen? Topwater assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, if Alabama loses, can we get a Clemson-Alabama bowl game? I've seen the bowl projections, and I'm not real excited about who Clemson is playing. You know what? I mean, I'd watch it. I don't know if there's any opportunity to have that game planned, but I never look at the bowl projections, and I'm not Mr. Anti-Bowl Game. I mean, play 1,000 of them for all I care. I mean, I was saying this a year or two ago. Every year we have the complaints, not Topwater Assassin, but people say, we got too many games, Bill. What are you talking about? There's never enough games. I mean, if it's not attractive enough, don't watch it. If it doesn't lure you in, then don't watch it. Man, if they announce tomorrow, here's what we're going to do. We're going to allow bowl teams to schedule two bowl games. I mean, I wouldn't care. Why would I give a rip how many games you're playing? How many more games you're playing? Bowl games. Yeah, announce tomorrow, Bill Hancock or somebody. He's a playoff guy, but somebody announce. We're going to allow you to schedule more than one bowl game. Now, you know how that would be perceived. Oh, my God. Bill, oh, my God. The outrage, I think it would be hilarious. It's never going to happen, I understand, but it would be very funny. Yeah, why would I spend time worrying about how many games you're playing? Jim Wilco down in Boca Bill, Bama has two advantages over UGA, quarterback and head coach. Those are two big ones, Bill, just saying. Hashtag LGY, that stands for Let's Go, Y'all. That's we're going to make that hashtag right there a superpower, a universal superpower, that hashtag. Yeah, now Stetson Bennett's had a good year, but you wouldn't take him over Bryce Young. True. True. Josh from London, Ohio. Bill, right now I'm in Oxford, Mississippi, and I don't see any hookers. Did Hugh take them with him? I don't think Hugh had any local friends like that. I think those were all down in Tampa. Keep looking, though, Josh. You may find something. Outlet 3 is coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.